This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellites. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort fight, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our nation's over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Simply, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us for hour number two, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics out there in California. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, Joe Biden's moment to step up to the plate yesterday was tarnished by one word as the world waits to see what America's next move is going to be. What was that one word?
The word, Captain, was instructed.
Uh-huh.
The president said, he pulled out a card at the end of his remarks.
Yep.
Pulled out a card and said, ladies and gentlemen, they gave me a list here. Says the first person I was instructed to call on was Kelly O'Donnell from NBC, as he looked out looking for wherever Kelly O'Donnell might be. The very fact that he said so, and you know, Captain, I don't think this was a joke. It's kind of, he's made these kinds of jokes where he says, I don't know, they're not going to let me stay out here forever, or they're going to get mad if I answer more questions, that kind of thing. But today, there was something different about the way he said it. It was just, I think it was a mistake that he said it.
Well, the way the people took it and the reason why his statements yesterday is because it showed that he was being instructed and told what to do.
How else can we evaluate that?
Yeah, and that's not a leader. That's not a president. A president's not told to do anything. The president does what he thinks needs to be done because he's supposedly the leader, not this guy.
Well, right, and the tonality. And it, by the way, Captain, I think it's important to point out that this was several hours after Marines and the Navy corpsmen were killed in this cowardly attack. This was hours later, and then Joe Biden comes out, and he is just seems to be kind of on a different planet.
Well, whoever is involved in directing the president, along with, Secretary of Defense Austin, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs Milley, Secretary of State Blinken, whoever the CIA director is, all needs to go because it is not working. Their plans are not working.
Their plans are not working. They are not, I hate to say, they're not intimidating the Taliban. The Taliban is relishing every moment of this. The standing of the United States with our allies and with any foes of the United States is diminished greatly. And it just seems that, not to be sensationalistic, but it just seems like we're all in grave danger because Joe Biden just cannot do this job. He's not up to this. It pains me to say it. I support our American president, especially when we're under attack. But this is something that is a very, very bad thing.
I can't support somebody that's not physically and mentally qualified to do the job, and Biden is neither.
Well, he is demonstrating this. Now, of course, all during the campaign, Captain, we were telling people, among others, broadcasting that, look, you know, something's wrong with Joe Biden. We know
told him that to begin with.
Yeah, that's why they had him in the basement. That's why they can't speak extemporaneously, and on it goes. And here we are. This is a terrible realization that some folks are coming to. And it does cross party lines. This is not a Republican or a Democrat thing. This is an American thing. And when people see Joe Biden, and he just looked resigned, like, I don't want to be here. I don't want to listen to your question, Peter Ducey. I don't care. You know, I just want to get out of this thing. And I just think that was the look on his face. He just was not, it wasn't just because this was a dark day in American history. It was that this isn't working out the way he ever wanted it.
We used to have the expression, the light's on, but nobody's home.
Yeah. Well, that's right.
All right. Let's drift over to the telephone lines. We've got our professor emeritus on the line, Dan DeMann from Lafayette, Indiana. Okay. We're going to go to break. You're going to get caught up in the break, but go for it anyway.
You know, they say the difference between a Democrat and a Republican, a Republican wants a leader and a Democrat wants somebody to chair a committee. You got government by committee right now, and it's not working. You need a strong, decisive leader. Biden will never be it. So either the country gets used to that or you try to get rid of the guy, and I don't know really how you do that and make it sound legitimate. The country elected this guy, and we're going to have to deal with him for another 3 years and 5 months.
If you had an election today, right now, Biden would not get elected to be dog catcher.
Oh, you're absolutely right on that.
Yep.
Trump would win by even bigger margins than he did the last.
Hold that thought. We're going to go to break, and when I bring you back, I got a question for Dan DeMann. So Kyle, you hang on too. We'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. You're going to love the question I'm about to ask, because we got to figure out something when everything does go wrong and you get somebody like a Joe Biden there. What do we do?
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Everett Council, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty, and that, of course, is the total of the terrestrial radio listeners as well as the internet and satellite listeners around the world. Hello, Germany. Hello, India, where we have direct affiliates over there that are carrying our show online right now. Now, this portion of the program is being brought to you by MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, that's Mike Lindell and Company, and you can go to the MyPillow.com website, click on the Radio Listener Specials tag that's right there, there's a little logo link, click on it, it'll open up a page, you'll wind up with 18 to 20 items with some insanely, ridiculously deep down discounted prices on products that are there, MyPillow products, and all you got to do to get those prices is use the promo code CAPTAIN, or you can give them a call if you want to talk to a live person, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And remember, when you buy something from MyPillow, you have a 60-day money-back guarantee. So you can try it for 60 days. If it's not what you thought it was, send it back. No questions asked. You get your money back. MyPillow.com. The Radio Listener Specials tab, click on that, the promo code to get the prices, CAPTAIN, and the phone number to talk to somebody, 800-649-5459. All right, back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. I'm going to bring you in first, and I'm going to bring Dan DeMann, our professor emeritus, in second. Okay, you there, Dan?
I'm here.
Here's my question. I've got a bunch of emails yesterday from people all asking the same thing. The question was, we have a recall election going on in California for a governor. What would it take to get a recall election, or how would we do that to recall a president like Joe Biden?
Well, you wouldn't have a recall on Joe Biden because you'd have to amend the Constitution.
That's what I thought.
And it would take 37 states to pass that amendment in their state legislatures before you'd have that part of the Constitution. That would take years and years. So that's kind of impractical right now. And like I said, be aware of what you ask for because you just might get it. I don't like the recall on a president. You got him for 4 years. Deal with it. My analysis is just we're going to go on the Rahm Emanuel school of politics. Never let a good crisis go to waste. This is the best crisis the Republicans have ever had.
Right.
It's the worst thing for the country. Play it. As Roger Morris, one of our founding fathers, said, when you're in the majority, vote. When you're in the minority, talk. And right now, Republicans just aren't talking. Unity, they should be saying, we got to get rid of this guy. He has to be impeached. He has to resign, one or the other. Well, we got to get him out of there. He's incapable.
Well,
and you keep saying that until you get sick of it. And then finally, the country will start to hear you.
I'm hearing
it. You know, that's what Democrats did against Trump for 4 years.
I'm hearing it, and I'm hearing it all the time when they bring the regular group of guests on from the Congress and the Senate, those conservatives that keep saying that on Fox, on Newsmax, and on One America News Now, which are the three networks that I watch. I don't watch anybody else. And I'm hearing it all the time when they bring that same group of politicians on.
Well, you're not going to get anywhere with the 25th Amendment having the cabinet voting out there. They're all show horses. You know, that's all we need is have bureaucrats decide who will be the next president. I don't like the idea. I think it's pretty irrelevant, really. Because look what we got in reserve. Harris, Kamala Harris. Come on, would you want to see her commander-in-chief? I mean, if Biden hasn't done a good enough job giving it away the country, she would finish the job. And you're not even going to recognize this country by the time we get to 2024, the next presidential election.
Well, actually, we have a situation going on right now where Nancy Pelosi is trying to sneak the big budget and the Biden agenda through. You know that, right?
Right.
But I don't think it's going to happen, and here's why. The people are already taking our advice and the other advice of other talk and radio show hosts to call their congressmen or their senators and say, don't you dare, don't you dare, you will not be a politician after 2022. We will vote you out of office, and they're meaning it, and some of these politicians are starting to hem and haw and back up a little bit.
Democrats in the Senate, Democrats in the House, they're all the same ilk. I think once the Biden administration is ever doing this, well, I think if they say, I'm going to give your congressional district $3 billion for this, $4 billion for this, you'll bust the budget. It's already busted anyway. We have no fiscal control. I think that's enough to get their vote. You know, these eight moderate Democrats in the House, after the last vote, they don't look so moderate. They're like Joe Manchin. They're chameleons, political chameleons. Their spot will go to strike. Back and forth, but nothing's going to change. Democrats like to spend other people's money, and that's what they're doing now. And that's all you got to understand about this. Money talks in Washington, and the more you throw it at a congressman, the more they're going to vote your way. Because I know a lot of budget items, there's a lot of pork barrel behind it. There's a lot of lobbyists behind it. They're looking for re-election money. That's your fastest way of getting it, is to pass it. So I find right now this whole talk about this backlashing anybody, it's crazy talk. I think right now it's going to be, right now this is going to be a nationalized off-year election. You don't get many of them,
right,
but this is going to be one of them.
Well, and I know at the local, I know at the local level the people are fired up, especially over school board and some of those things, because they're going to get out there where there's got some new candidates that are in the scheme of things, and it looks like as if there's going to be a change starting this year.
Well, you know,
I'll tell you what, you got. Go ahead, Kyle.
No, I didn't want to interrupt. I just had a question for Dan. Dan, do you think that maybe the next best thing from having the 25th Amendment or an impeachment, the next best thing is just going to be containment, maybe, of Joe Biden, if he can take back the House and Senate and just not let him get anything through, basically. He'd still been in a position to make certain decisions as president, but it might effectively shut him down politically.
Politically, yeah. Money-wise, yeah, which is like the old Clinton days, gridlock. And sometimes that's the best thing you can get. And gridlock works a lot of times. But that's about as far as you can go right now. I don't see how, as commander-in-chief and head of the executive branch, Unlike Congress, he can hire and fire and executive orders. As Obama proved that, you can circumvent a lot of stuff by executive orders. A lot of those executive orders were held unconstitutional. But it took 2 or 3 years for it to get to the Supreme Court. We'll be in the next presidential election phase by the time they even get to the court. So it's going to be a long, drawn-out process. And the best thing I can see right now is work hard to get the win big, a tsunami-type off-year election, similar to 1994, which shocked Clinton. This will shock the White House if it goes to plan, and it should. But, you know, like I'm a Republican, I'm a proud Republican, but I've seen Republicans come in with huge majorities and then not do anything. I could see next year Republicans winning veto-proof numbers in both bodies and then not do anything, because all they're going to do is try to cherish the seat that they hold or they just won. You know, we're going to need some real gutsy people out there to – I was elected to put my career on the line.
Down here in Florida, Dan, we've got a lot of really new conservative, a lot of veterans, but a lot of new conservative faces that are starting to pop up running against some of these Democrats.
I think you'll see more veterans elected in 2022. It'll be very reminiscent. A reflection of veterans when they won in 1948.
All right, well, we're running.
It came out of nowhere.
We're running out of time, so I got to wrap it up here. Terrible situation yesterday. I hope we never see it again, but I have every confidence in my thoughts that we probably will see something like that again somewhere else in the world soon.
Well, you know, I just can't stand going into September 11th, 2021. And they're the ones that are going to be celebrating our defeat.
I know. I'm sitting here wearing a brand new FDNY baseball cap on tonight because I just felt the urge to put it on. But anyway, we'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Okay. I'll talk to you and Kyle next week.
Thank you. Okay. That's Dan the Man, everybody. And Kyle, you know, Dan the Man brings something a little different to the table. That's why he's our professor emeritus.
Well, of course. No, great conversation this morning. And again, I think people are asking that question. What can be done right now? Because honestly, Captain, again, the man we saw at the podium doesn't seem like somebody who's got the fire in the belly to do anything.
Well, we need to send a message clear and simple with this off-term election coming up this year, 2021. That'll get it started. It'll be easier to take control of the Senate and the House next year. And when we do, that's how we stop them. That's how we stop them. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks are coming back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. And Kathy is going to take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden with a direct message for those responsible for the bombing attack that claimed the lives of at least 13 service members in Kabul. He says he's ordered military commanders to strike the Islamic State.
We will respond with force and precision at our time, at the place we choose, in a moment of our choosing.
He called the slain service members heroes.
They're the spine of America, the best the country has to offer.
Biden says the U.S. will complete the evacuations of Americans and Afghan allies.
We will not be deterred by terrorists.
He ordered all flags to be flown at half-staff in honor of the 12 Marines and one Navy medic who were killed. U.S. Central Command says 18 Americans have been wounded. They are being flown out on military aircraft with surgical units on board. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And it's my buddy Mark Walters. Mark Walters, Armed American Radio. The Monster Cast, Sunday nights, live 8 p.m. on many of these same stations. And, of course, catch his daily defense show that also is on the air Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That's the local live time, but it's on many other times around the country. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years. Currently, they're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, I've been with them for 18 years. And during that time, I've had a number of different vehicles, cars and trucks, multiple trucks, as a matter of fact. And they've insured everything that I've had. And they've always saved me money. They've always come through if I needed them for something. So that's why I recommend them. Now, if you got a car, if you got a truck, if you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, you can get it insured. But where you really save the money is with your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance policy. You bundle that together with your car policy, and you'll save a bunch of money. It's just that simple. So go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com to find out more. And while you're there, you can find out who your local agent is, or you can get a quote right then and there, right off the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Okay. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. You said something during the break. What was it?
Well, I think we were talking about some of these television programs that are being produced today. They don't seem to be doing well.
People don't care about the woke crap.
That's
okay,
right.
You watch television for either entertainment or to learn something about the news, or maybe to watch a sporting event that you want to see something decent. But what you wind up getting in a sporting event is you wind up getting a political statement about something you didn't want to hear about to begin with.
Well, that's exactly right. And we've seen, you know, big-time movies that came out, not just because of the pandemic, but there was the Terminator movie that came out, flopped horribly.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so these are supposed to be built-in moneymakers, and they're not. And people just are, they're watching older stuff now.
Okay, we got a caller. Let's go to the telephone line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain, it's James in Clearwater.
What's up?
I'd like to really drive home the difference between President Trump and President Biden.
Oh, there's a difference?
Oh, well, listen, President Trump brought the entire economy of Turkey to its knees. He withheld hundreds of millions of dollars in military aid to get one American pastor out, Pastor Bronson.
Yeah, I know.
And he is a leader. This man is not. End of discussion.
Well, I think Joe Biden is going to try to use money to ransom our people out that he knows we're leaving behind. And it's not just 1,000. It's not just 1,000. When you did the numbers, we started out with 15,000. We got, let's see, we got 10,000 of them out total. I heard him say that the other day. That leaves 5,000. So suddenly, how did the math become fuzzy math?
Well, didn't he pay $76 million to get the Taliban to let us have people come to the airport anyway?
No, he gave them all that stuff. I mean, he made sure that they got all that equipment, and that wasn't $76 million. That was $87 billion worth of military equipment.
Yeah, I'm talking about additional money just for this one procedure going on. I'll have to look it up and we'll get back to you.
All right, I don't know, but thanks for the call.
Sure.
Okay. No, I do you know anything about that, Kyle? I don't know about that.
No, but I think that the situation that we're going to be in, it's that is de facto hostage situation. It's a ransom, you know, I just don't I don't see how we don't see a major hostage crisis.
Up until this week, it was the policy of the United States to not negotiate with terrorists, and I think we've seen plain and simple that we've negotiated with terrorists.
Well, of course. Well, we've not only done that, we've relied on them for the security perimeter that was supposed to be allowing the U.S. Marines to process the people that were there and so forth, and we saw exactly the results of that.
And the Taliban want that $7.6 billion from the Central Bank of Afghanistan released to them so that they can use that in government in Afghanistan, because they want to use some of the current banking people that are still in country that they didn't let out. They want to use some of the current banking people to set up their banking structure.
Right. Well, you know, Captain, I think if you're dealing with people who will set someone on fire because they converted to Christianity, we don't know that they're capable of anything at that point. This is, again, to say they're living in the 10th century, we've heard that, but my goodness, that's exactly what's going on.
Yeah, by the way, I'm watching a KC-130 that just took off, and they were banking to the right. There they go. They're banking to the right out of the picture. They're taking off in the opposite direction of the way they were taking off before. I wonder if that has something to do with the bombing yesterday.
Well, the bombing, we also know that there's small arms fire at the very least that's coming into the airport.
Well, they've been shooting at the planes, too.
They have been shooting at the planes, exactly. So maybe they're doing this based on some other threat assessment. We know that you have forces on the ground that have any kind of missile capability, surface-to-air missile capability, Stinger-type missile, this would turn this situation even worse than what we're seeing right now. And to say it can't happen, I think, is naive. And that's why, again, this entire operation is laid at the feet of the president. We've said that a lot, obviously. But honestly, again, Captain,
well,
you can't get the people out first and then get the military out. There's something wrong in your head.
Let's change gears and talk about a couple of different things right now. What was once unthinkable in Democrat-dominated California is now well within reach. The voters there could, in fact, boot their despised governor, Newsom, and replace him with a well-known Republican, namely Larry Elder.
Well, that's exactly right. We are getting closer to this. If you watch the pills, as it were, it's how this is being covered locally here in California.
They are attacking Larry Elder hard.
Yeah, like you wouldn't believe. It's as though none of the other candidates even really exist. Oh, well, they might have had a debate or something, but that's it. You do see some other commercials, John Cox and Kevin Faulkner. We see those commercials, but Larry Elder is hitting back hard himself with these commercials, and they're pretty good. In terms of how he is laying out his vision, he's laying out what's exactly happening in California, and so I think he's really pressing towards the finish here. But Newsom and the liberal California establishment are scared.
And there's something else that's going on right now. A legal firm that defends religious liberty cases is watching with alarm after learning that the Biden administration is reviewing a Trump-era U.S. Department of Education rule that protects religious-based groups on public university campuses. They're trying to get rid of that.
Well, sure. It's a full court press for those kinds of things. Again, Captain, our universities at one time, you know, had a lot of different kind of thought going on. The college professors I had, some were great, some were not so great, but there was always something going on in terms of what do you think, and make an argument about something.
Yeah.
That's not there anymore.
And something else coming out of Afghanistan, a former Afghan official has said that the Taliban is killing children and the elderly, and he's been posting very graphic photos of the reported victims that he's been getting from people out in the field.
Horrible. Again, the Taliban are capable of anything. They are an evil scourge on the earth. It's bad. What else can we say?
And despite the fact that Joe Biden is weak and struggling through his remarks after the 13 Americans were killed, you can also see the cold political calculation on Biden's face on Afghanistan, because everything that he'd been saying all along blew up in his face yesterday, just literally blew up in his face.
Oh, well, completely. Is the Taliban going to take over fast? No. Was the Afghan army going to be fine? Oh, yes, they're great. They're 300,000. We trained them, and it's all going to be good. You know, he's been wrong on everything. He's not just wrong on everything in the last 3 weeks. He's been wrong pretty much on everything for 50 years.
Yeah, and one of the reasons the Army gave up, and we'll be back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, is because most of the regular enlisted guys in the Army never got paid. They've been months without getting paid because the guys up the line were stealing the money. Stealing the money, including the president that took $169 million with him. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newman with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty, we're going to keep it between the lines, and thank you very much, Donna, for what you're doing. And this is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J Truck Stop. I want you to make sure that you become a member of the Pilot and Flying J Drivers Club. You can also join the RV Club if you got an RV, because what's going to happen is you're going to get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies you buy in the store, and then you can save those and use them down the line just like money to buy other things, or less the fuel, that is, to buy other things or to get discounts on whatever it is that you're buying to begin with. And I know Catwoman and Road Dog last year and the year before and the year before that, they were able to buy everything they wanted for their Christmas wish list. So there you go. All right, going to get started with another flashback. Again, this is Delbert McClinton. And what can I say, but we're standing on shaky ground.
Thank you.
is the original song that got all these other wannabes into the mix. Delbert McClinton's original Standing on Shaky Ground, right, Kyle?
Yep, absolutely.
And boy, I'm telling you, that was, let's see, where was that played? That was played on that NPR program they've got. I forget what they call it. Something City Light. Oh, Austin City Lights.
Austin City Limits, I think. Yeah,
City Limits. Mm-hmm. There you go. Okay. All right. Well, take it away with what's going on out west, please.
All right, folks. We have, of course, some excessive heat warnings to tell you about tonight. These are happening in southern Arizona, Phoenix, and Tucson. Could see temperatures upwards of 102 to 110, maybe even 112, according to the forecasts there. So be very careful. This is going to stretch all the way over into Southern California, about as far as Indio and Borrega Springs and the Yucca Valley, but moving on up through Lake Havasu City, and then, of course, in Kingman, Arizona as well. Las Vegas also set for excessive heat warning tonight and tomorrow, and as we go through the next few days here. Fire weather warning covering almost all, an air quality alert covering almost all of the state of Wyoming. Air quality alert also in the Idaho Falls area of Idaho as well. Of course, southern Oregon continues because we've got the wildfire burning there. We've also got the fire burning in northern California, the Caldor Fire, which is southwest of Lake Tahoe now. So be careful in that area. And Bakersfield along California 99, still reading smoky conditions, so be aware of that. Also, we want to send a shout-out tonight to Lee in Tampa, who's listening.
Yeah, and I just got a message here from Fred in Sarasota, and I'm going to read it before I get to the weather here. He says, with horrific news every day and the evacuations, the beheadings that are just right around the corner, well, they're going on now, Fred, and the frustration of not fighting back, perhaps my next comment might sound idiotic. Well, not really. He says, perhaps there's a glimmer or a silver lining. He says, I'm almost 90, so I was there. I remember World War II, December 7th, and the way that President Roosevelt helped to galvanize all of us into one people to defeat the enemy. Same about 9/11, which is where I was. The towers came down and the public melded into one nation under God. Maybe we can come together after this atrocity. Thank you for a great program, Fred in Sarasota. Well, maybe we can, Fred. That's the whole purpose of what we're doing here. Again, this is all about we the people, this program. Got nothing to do with me. It's about the message. I'm the captain. I talk about America. And by God, Kyle, I think we can come together.
I think we can, Captain. Absolutely, I think we can.
We cannot accept what happened in Afghanistan. If this president doesn't want to do something about it, we'll get on the phones, we'll start going to the congressman's office and the senators, and we'll start telling them, say, hey, you do something or we will.
Absolutely, yes.
And it's got to be done. It's got to be done. Now, we got rain and we got fog. Let's see, Minnesota's got some fog in it. Upper Wisconsin's got fog in it. We got rain in the lower southeast section of Minnesota tonight, as well as the northern part of Iowa. We got some storms coming across South Dakota, I-90, and then we've also got on I-80 in Nebraska some storms coming across towards Omaha. High heat in the central part of the country, and same thing over in the East Coast, as well as some fog over there in Jersey and eastern Pennsylvania and Maryland. But the big news is what's bearing down on the northern Gulf states right now, and that is Tropical Storm Ida, which has got nothing to stop it at all, nothing. It's going to come right out in the middle of the Gulf. This is going to be a major hurricane. They're warning everybody right now this is going to hit. Possibly New Orleans may get a direct hit on this, but certainly from Louisiana, western coast of Louisiana on the Texas line, all the way over to Mobile, Alabama, and anywhere in between, that's where this thing is coming. It's going to be a 110-mile-an-hour-plus storm by the time it gets there, with about an 11-foot wall of water coming into Lake Pontchartrain.
I mean, this is a monster, and you got to be ready for it, and you got to get out of there.
All right, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you on the weekend edition.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody. Now, we're going to go to the telephone lines. We've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
You heard me just talking about Ida here, which is now a tropical storm, but it's going to develop into a major hurricane. There's nothing to slow it down.
Yeah, warm water doesn't work in the favor.
Nope, and this one's coming right down the middle of the Gulf, it looks like, so it'll be away from us, thank God, but the people in New Orleans, our affiliate there in New Orleans and Slidell, you people better start getting ready for this, and if you're in a low-lying area, especially around Slidell, they're talking about an 11-foot surge of water. You don't want to be there. You're going to be flooded.
Like Katrina.
Yes, sir, buddy. All right, well, we're going to talk extensively, of course, about what happened in Afghanistan and what we need to do. But I want to start with you right now about this Capitol Police Lieutenant Michael Byrd, who was identified by Lester Holt and unveiled himself as being the one that killed Ashley Babbitt. What was your thought about that when you heard all of that?
The way he said things and how he approached that interview made himself the victim and not Ashley Babbitt.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But unbelievable. Unbelievable. And go ahead.
Well, you know, when we had all of these other protests that were going on, the whole Black Lives Matter things about police officers, you know, shooting and killing.
Yep.
Blacks. This is the reverse, but and this guy gets off immediately. So it's kind of like, where are the white protests? You know, I mean, did her life matter? Obviously not. There are, if you look at that video again, very, very carefully, there were armed personnel standing right next to her,
yeah,
and they didn't shoot her.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot to talk about today. Yeah, we're going to get into Afghanistan. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.